KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning in high school wrestling last night. The Atlantic Cam Wrestling Squad clinched a share of the Hawkeye 10 Conference Dual Championship with wins over Shenandoah and St. Albert in a triangular at St. Albert High School. Atlantic Cam swept the matches against Shenandoah, winning 82-0, and it was Atlantic Cam 67-6 over St. Albert last night. Also, St. Albert defeated Shenandoah 45-12. Also in wrestling last night, in a quad at East Mills, AHSTW beat East Mills 45-33. AHSTW over Southwest Iowa 60-24. It was AHSTW topping Tri-Center 36-21. East Mills beat Southwest Iowa 33-30. East Mills over Tri-Center 42-33. Tri-Center beating Southwest Iowa 48-30. In a quad at Riverside, Logan Magnolia beat Maple Valley 42-12. Logan Magnolia over West Monona 61-14. Riverside beat Audubon 47-27. It was West Monona over Riverside 41-33. Maple Valley beat Audubon 42-18. Also, Missouri Valley topping Woodbine 70-9 in a duel last night. Four-team meet at Southwest Valley High School saw Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas win three times. They beat Clarinda 43-42, beat Nottoway Valley 40-33, and topped Southwest Valley 54-24. Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 45-18. It was Clarinda over Nottoway Valley 54-24, and Nottoway Valley beating Southwest Valley 36-34. Also in a quad at West Harrison last night, Trainer beat Coon Rapids Bayard 60-3. Trainer over Griswold 72-6. Trainer beat West Harrison 69-12. West Harrison over Coon Rapids Bayard 24-12. West Harrison beating Griswold 24-12. And Coon Rapids Bayard topping Griswold 13-12 last night. Also, Creston won a couple of matches at Carlisle. Woodward Granger was a victim, 51-25, and it was Carlisle falling to Creston OM 54-27. Also in a meet at Mount Air last night, Mount Air beat Bedford Lennox 42-33, Mount Air over Maryville 45-16, and Bedford Lennox beat Maryville 49-24. It'll be a one-versus-two wrestling showdown at Carver-Hawkeye Arena tonight when Iowa hosts Penn State. The Hawkeyes are top-ranked, but the Nittany Lions remain the team to catch. Penn State is the four-time defending national champion and has won eight of the last nine. Here's Iowa head coach Tom Brands.
We got to be ready to go. We always say that, but it's true, and we love it when our guys are ready to go, because when they're ready to go, good things happen.
Again, that's coming up tonight at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. In high school basketball, the Glenwood girls basketball team ramped up some man pressure in the second quarter and flustered Atlantic on their way to an 80-50 victory Thursday night. Atlantic held tight early with a 17-13 lead in favor of the Rams at the end of the first. The pressure in the second then forced a large number of Atlantic turnovers, and the Rams took advantage of those mistakes to grab a 38-18 halftime lead. Both teams got the offense going a little better in the second half as the Rams gradually added a little to their lead. After the game, Atlantic head coach Dan Vargason said Glenwood is just a solid team.
They're just tough everywhere they're at. It can be guard, it can be post. They have good ball handlers. They can break a press. They can press. They can press five different ways. They have an offensive set for everything. They shoot the ball well. They're just smart, disciplined basketball team. They're well coached.
Glenwood was led by 14 points each from Jenna Hopp and Madison Camden. Ellie Scarborough added 12, Emma Hughes 13, and Coral Matheny 10. The Rams are undefeated, 16-0 on the year. Atlantic had three players in double figures. Haley Rasmussen and Mackenzie Waters each had a dozen, while Tessa Grooms added 10. Despite that loss, Coach Vargason was proud of the girls for continuing to fight through the game.
So we had that bad stretch going into half to give them a 20-point lead, but then we came out and we battled the whole game, and we kept it relatively even. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to learn from that. That's the best basketball team that we're going to see this year, hands down. You know, we could play all the way to the 3A state title game. We're not going to see a better team.
Atlantic falls back to 500 at 8-8 on the season and travel to St. Albert tonight. We'll have that game here on the radio. 5:50 will be the pregame start. 6 o'clock is tip time. In other girls basketball last night at the Western Iowa Conference, Tri-Center beat Griswold 48-35. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Peyton Sherdan over Collins Maxwell 41-39. Woodbine beat Coon Rapids Bayard 57-37. From the Corner Conference, it was Stanton over Cam 50-36. Sydney beat East Mills 53-48. Pride of Iowa Conference saw Nottoway Valley beat Lennox 62-22 and Southwest Valley over Wayne 67-44. Also, Van Meter topping ACGC 57-46. Carlisle beat Carroll 72-67. Well, the weekly girls high school basketball ratings for the Girls Athletic Union show Newell Fonda top ranked in Class 1A, Marquette Catholic and North Mahaska the top three. Exira EHK is at 8 this week. St. Albert is in at number 12. In Class 2A, Cascade, West Hancock, and North Lynn are the top three. AHSTW is number 8 this week. Panorama is 13. Logan Magnolia ranked 14th. In 3A, Dyke, New Hartford, Crestwood, and Bishop Heelan Catholic are the top three rated schools, as Red Oak is in at number 8 in the poll. In 4A, it's North Scott, Marion, and Center Point Urbana, the top three. Glenwood is number 4 in this week's 4A poll. In 5A, Iowa City High, Dowling Catholic, and Cedar Rapids Prairie are the top three teams in the poll, with Abraham Lincoln of Council Bluffs at number 14 in this week's list. In boys high school basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, St. Albert defeated Logan Magnolia 65-62. From the Western Iowa Conference, Tri-Center over Griswold 58-4. It was Rolling Valley Conference play, Cam over Stanton 51-49. Peyton Sherdan beating Collins Maxwell 65-61. Woodbine over Coon Rapids Bayard 68-58. In the Corner Conference, East Mills beat Sydney 59-40. Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley over Lenox 92-37. Wayne beat Southwest Valley 36-34. Also, Van Meter beat ACGC 50-42, Carroll over Carlisle 62-46. Iowa's five-game win streak ended at 15th-ranked Maryland last night in a game heard here on KJAN. Anthony Cowan had a career-high 31 points as the Terrapins beat the 18th-ranked Hawkeyes 82-72 last night.
You got a chance if he's missing jumpers. But what they did was they moved him around, so he was on top, he was on the wing, he was in the corner. So you're kind of looking for him, and he's ripping and going, and he's attacking our bigs. We weren't in the gaps enough. We didn't slide our feet well enough. He's a handful.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Luca Garza led the Hawks with 21 points while being limited to 24 minutes due to foul trouble.
So I was proud of the guys, you know, and there's some things, yeah, we could have done better. Could have done maybe differently. You know, you're going to break it down from a coaching perspective. What could we have done differently? But, yeah, he really hasn't been out much. It's kind of the San Diego State game and tonight were the only ones where he was in any kind of foul trouble.
Iowa's 6-4 in the Big Ten. They'll host league leader Illinois on Sunday.
Well, they're playing really well, really good team. A lot of weapons. They got the two bigs now. They used to have one big, now they got two. Io is playing tremendously well, and then you got veteran guys like Feliz and Frazier. But they got some weapons. It's the reason why they're ranked.
We'll have that game Sunday for you here on the radio with an 11 o'clock pregame and a noon tip time. Also in top 25 college hoops last night, number 2 Gonzaga beat Santa Clara 87-72. 11th ranked Oregon 77-72 over California. Number 19 Illinois beat Minnesota in 59-51. UCLA topping number 20 Colorado 72-68. The top-ranked Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team was a winner over Newman University on the road 98-69 last night as Northwest moves to 19-1 overall, 9-1 in conference play. Northwest tied a season high with 17 three-pointers in that win. Junior Ryan Hawkins made his first 5 shots from the floor, including 3 from three-point land. Hawkins finished with 36 points on 13 of 16 shooting from the floor. He drained 7 of 9 from the three-point line and added 5 steals as well. Sophomore Trevor Hudgens nearly had a double-double in the first half with 9 points and assists. Hudgens finished with 21 points and 11 assists. Well, the 18th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women outscored Penn State 26-12 in the second quarter Thursday night and raced away to a 77-66 win, a game the Hawkeyes led by 23 points early in the fourth quarter.
Any road victory is a good victory, so I'm thrilled with that. End of the second quarter is really where we put this game kind of away. 19-2 to end that second quarter. Great momentum going into halftime.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Iowa improves to 9-1 in Big Ten conference play. Atlantic senior Brody O'Brien officially signed to play college baseball at Briar Cliff University on Wednesday. O'Brien has been a consistent hitter for the Trojans and split time between third base and the mound last year. Brody said Briar Cliff felt like a good place for him athletically and academically.
I had a few schools in mind. I just liked how close Briar Cliff was, but yet it was kind of far away. I really loved how small the campus was, and it was this kind of a sense of community there. And with it not being one of those huge schools, it kind of keep me accountable and keep me on the right track. And the facilities there are great facilities, and the faculty, you can tell that they really care for their students and want to see them succeed.
O'Brien hit .343 last year for the Trojans and led the team with 17 RBIs on 24 hits. As a sophomore, O'Brien had 19 RBIs on 27 hits. He said he's always taken pride in him being a good hitter.
Yeah, that's what I love to do in baseball. I love the hit. And if you can hit in baseball, they'll find a position for you to play.
O'Brien will join a Charger team that went 22-26 last season with an 11-17 record in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Corby McLaughlin will be in his first season as the Chargers head coach, taking over for Boyd Pitkin, who spent 22 seasons at the helm. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.